So as I already said, the virtue we're going to talk about today is courage, or the habit, both a virtue and a habit. Courage, we're going to define today simply as the willingness to do or say what must be done or said. Something needs to be done or said. You are willing to do it. You are going to do it, even though it might hurt a little bit, even though it might cause you a little bit of pain. So we're talking about things like maybe you need to confess some kind of sin. Maybe you need to say to one of your teachers or to your parents, you know, when I said I did that by myself, I actually didn't. When I said that I did this task that you told me to do, actually I didn't. You know, when I went outside during recess, I actually tried to sneak out because I didn't actually have shoes or the proper outside equipment today. It might be something like that. That would take courage to talk to your teachers or your parents about. It may be confronting a friend. Hey, actually, you shouldn't say that. That's not a funny joke. Actually, that's rude to say to somebody else. It might take courage to say that to one of your friends. What are you talking about? That's perfectly fine. Why are you such a stiff? It's just a mean word to call somebody. We'll go with that. Courage may be trying. Maybe you're embarrassed. Maybe you're at a certain point in the semester where you just don't want to try anymore. You just want to give up. It might take courage to keep going, even though it feels like you're not doing well. Even though it feels like this actually isn't the grade I wanted. It takes courage to keep going. It takes courage to try when it seems like you're failing. It takes courage to change. It takes courage to look at yourself and say, I'm not who I want to be. I'm not behaving the way I want. I'm not remembering the things I want to remember. I'm not saying the things I want to say. And it takes courage to look at yourself and say, all right, I'm going to change. I need to change. All those things require courage, a willingness to do or say whatever must be done or said in the situation. And now, how do we cultivate courage? Like some of the other habits that we've talked about, we talk about, do you practice the thing that you want to grow into? So if you want to practice playing piano, or you would like to learn to play the guitar, or you would like to draw, or you would like to paint, or you would like to play a sport, one of the ways you grow into those things is by practicing that thing. If you want to play guitar, pick up guitar, start practicing, start playing it. When you want to learn how to play soccer, grab a soccer ball, start practicing.
I don't need to practice soccer.
You grow into these skills or habits by doing them. So how would you grow in courage? By doing courageous acts. What is the most courageous thing that you need to do right now, and then do that thing? So I gave you a few examples of different things that might require courage. So you can think in your classroom today, what would be something that would be courageous? What would be something that would be good for me to do, and then do that thing and grow in that virtue and the habit of courage? Another way you can build up the strength to practice courage is play the so what game. So when you're afraid to do something, sometimes it can help yourself to ask, so what? I forgot my lines during the play. So what? Well, I had to stand there awkwardly and everybody was waiting for me and I didn't know it was supposed to be me. So what? Well, somebody had to give me my line or skip over me. Well, so what? And it was really embarrassing. Yeah, and everybody will forget in a week. And you can start to play this so what game and say, well, it might not actually be as bad as I thought it was. You tried out for the play and you didn't get the part you wanted. So what? You were able to learn. You were able to practice. You tried. That's important. Maybe you worked on an assignment very hard and you didn't get the grade that you wanted. So what? Well, my grades aren't as good as I want them to be. So what? Well, and you can keep going, and when it turns out, it's oftentimes not as bad as you think it is. You tried, you showed courage, you showed diligence, and those are successes. Sometimes we can measure courage by whether or not we succeed or fail, whether or not we do what we're trying to do. But think about somebody like a soldier who goes and is willing to give his life for his country. Is he any less courageous if his country actually ends up losing the war? He died, but the country didn't succeed. So was he still courageous? Well, of course he was still courageous. Or you can think about the martyrs who are willing to die for Jesus, that are willing to die for the faith. And in earthly appearances, they failed. They lost their life. Their Christianity failed because they died. Well, that's not really true. in the first place. It might look like they failed, but they were still showing courage. So we can apply that, and we can look at the other great heroes through literature or through history. We can think of Beowulf, who, when he's an old man, a dragon comes to his territory, and what does he do? He goes and he fights the dragon, but he dies. Was he still courageous?
Yeah.
Absolutely he was. We could think about Aragorn and Legolas and Gimli and Gandalf. They're going to fight the hosts of Mordor and the Black Army. Outnumbered, they know they're going to lose, but they go and do it anyway. They show courage. Did they fail?
No.
Well, did they think they were? But they showed courage and they continued on. Or you could think of a church figure, Athanasius. And he had a famous saying about him, Athanasius contra mundum, which means Athanasius against the world. Everybody else is rejecting the truth about Christ, and Athanasius is standing contra mundum all by himself against everybody else. Right? That's courage. That's showing courage. And again, I want to remind everybody, the way we show courage is by finding our identity in Christ, that we, above all else, want to count it gain to know Christ, to be known by him, and to share in his resurrection. And only in that way can we show true courage, by being willing to lose even our lives because we know that we are in Christ. So having that gospel identity.